This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Researchers studying the botanical problem known as sudden oak death have tracked down its cause, spores from a pathogen that resides on the leaves of bay laurels and other trees, but they haven't yet found a way to combat it directly. However, Katie Palmieri, the public information officer for the California Oak Mortality Task Force at UC Berkeley, says there is a chemical compound that can be applied to high-risk or high-value oaks to protect them. It's called Agrifos.
Agrifos can be applied either topically or through injection. And it's not a silver bullet, but it's intended to help boost the resistance of the majority of the trees that are susceptible to the pathogen so that we can increase their odds of resisting any kind of exposure to the pathogen. The Agrifos needs to be applied twice the first year, so once in the fall and once in the spring, and then annually thereafter in the fall.
And it can be applied in either of two ways.
The injection method is more complicated than the spray application would be. The injection method needs to be injected into the proper layer of the tree and then given positive pressure as the tree absorbs the material. The spray is done with a second product, the surfactant that's called pentrobark, and that helps the material adhere to the tree and it helps the tree absorb the material.
In either case, Palmieri says, the compound only needs to be applied to the trunk of the tree.
The trunk is where the material is absorbed and then it's translocated through the tree. It's taken up into the tree and processed and brought back down through the tree. So that's why the fall and the spring are the optimal treatment times. It's timing it with the activity within the tree and getting that material to move as effectively as possible through the tree. By spraying the trunk of the tree, you're not protecting the trunk from an invasion of the pathogen. You're just feeding the material into the tree.
This is the optimal time of year to apply the protective treatment so it can take effect before the winter rains arrive.
The pathogen can be picked up through wind-driven rain, and it can be transferred from the leaves of the bay and carried over to a tan oak or an oak. It could be splashed off of the forest floor back up onto the trunk of the tree if there's enough inoculum down on the forest floor to come back up.
It is especially important to at least begin the treatment process this fall, Palmieri adds, because of the forecasts for a wet El Nino season heading our way.
During those wetter years is when we see the spore count spike, and then the following couple of years after that are when we see these die-off waves occur. So we're concerned that with the El Nino year, we'll have that spike in spore loads, and following, we'll have a couple of years of new die-off occurring. So the more trees that we can get preventatively treated, obviously the greater chance we'll have of protecting some of those from becoming infected.
Tan oaks are the species most vulnerable to the sudden oak death pathogen, but it also affects canyon oaks, coast live oaks, shrieve oaks, and California black oak, as well as some other kinds of trees, including redwoods and Douglas fir. Sudden oak death has killed more than 1 million California oaks since it first appeared in the early 1990s, primarily in the central and northern coastal regions. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.